The military-industrial complex doesn't care about us. We need to stop sending our children to war and dying for the bankers and elites. The medical-industrial complex does not care about us. They need us sick and weak so we can be patients for life. Stop taking their poison. The education system is merely an indoctrination program designed to supply the elites with obedient workers and turn over as much profit as possible at our expense. Let's turn off the television, put down the phone. Let's take our country back. Thanks for being one of us. You are listening to the Conspiracy Soldiers Podcast.
All right, what's up, ladies and germs? Welcome back to the show. What's up, Julio?
Morning, Fox. Morning, everybody.
Yeah, it's 7:10 a.m., March 24th, 2024. The sun is not yet shining, but it's not a Forefathers episode.
No, it's not.
I don't think it's going to be sunny today, is it?
I don't know. I won't be around to see it. I mean, I'm going to probably hit the hay after this.
Oh, okay.
And then wake up and go to work.
Did you stay up ever since last night?
You know, I didn't go to bed till like 2 o'clock in the morning. I was kind of restless, and then I got up at like 5.
Okay. Yeah, we did eggs and legs last night. That was pretty fun. I did record it, but I haven't edited it and all that shit yet, so we got a little extra anyway.
Yeah, that was fun. I really enjoyed Fupa and Clem.
Yeah, they're cool. They're cool.
Yeah, they have a good sense of humor. I mean, I've never met them or anything. You know what I mean? Like, I've never talked with them or anything. I felt like it felt natural for the most part.
Yeah, I love them. They're cool.
And I didn't know they were married.
Yeah. The other two, I think, are just friends of theirs. They got four of them that they do the show with.
Yeah, I want to do their karaoke, man. I looked into it.
What do you mean?
You know where they do, like, online karaoke?
Oh, yeah. She was telling me about that. And then I did... She met people on there that she recommended to me that I did a couple shows with. So, all right, I got a clip. See if I can do it right this time.
Excuse me, IRS. You send me a letter. Can you pay my taxes? $6,000.
No sound.
And then you have me waiting on the phone for 50.
I fucked up again. Every time you share the screen, you gotta click that. God damn it! All right. Here we go.
Excuse me, IRS. You send me a letter.
You hear it, right?
Can you pay my taxes? Yeah. $6,000! And then you have me waiting on the phone for 56 minutes! And you have me waiting for another hour! This is treason! You wanna fuck me! This means war, IRS! This means war!
Oh. Alright, for the listeners, if you're not watching it on video, the dude had spit flying out of his mouth the whole time he was yelling. And then when he started grunting, he was trying to piss on his phone. He had, like, shorts on. He had piss rolling down both sides of his legs. Fucking nutcase.
Have you ever pissed your pants?
Oh, yeah.
It. I mean, I think he legit pissed his pants in that video. I'm like... Maybe it was like a setup. Maybe he had like a bag or something that he was squeezing. But no, I remember the one time that I pissed my pants. That's kind of what it looked like. Yeah, I had like I drank a whole shitload of something. I don't know what. And I was trying to get into my buddy's house, and Lily was in the basement, and she was supposed to come up and open the door. And, dude, she took forever. And I'm standing in front of, like, a homeowners association neighborhood, so people are outside mowing. You
know, yeah.
So I can't, like, just take a piss. So I'm, like, knocking, trying to get in the door. The code isn't working. Lily's not coming up. And, dude, I just lost it. I peed my pants, and it looked exactly like that. And the reason I say I know it looks like that is because it was on a Ring camera.
Oh, man. I think I've shit my pants more times than I've pissed my pants.
I don't think I've ever shit my pants. Oh, I've sharted.
Natty Light, bro. You start drinking Natty Light, you'll find out.
Maybe that's why I haven't switched over, man.
I don't know. Milwaukee's best can't be that much better.
No, it's bottom of the barrel. Hey, but remember yesterday we were talking about how the illegals coming over, you know, it was cool to hear Clem and Fupa give their perspective, you know, from, because they live in New York.
Right, yeah.
You know, we live in the Midwest. I don't know, do we really see the migrant thing here?
No,
I don't know. We've always had migrants, you know, because we have migrant farm workers, so I think we're kind of used to it. But, like, in these big cities, like, I really don't know. I mean, I know there's diversity, but you can definitely tell people that have been here a long time versus people that just came across the border. But I was going to share this. This is an illegal talking about, you know, how their new thing is to pretty much take over properties.
Oh, yeah. I've seen the squatters.
Yeah. So, this is saying that you disable participant screen sharing.
Oh, God. You might want to work on that. I guess you got to do that every time. Hold on.
Yeah. But he's talking about, like, how they can take over any house, and that's the new business. That's the new thing that he has, like, seven different friends. And he mentions involvement with other, like, African-American migrants in this whole thing. But I don't know. It kind of irritated me. I talk a lot of shit about other races and whatever. But I want to say that I also talk shit and point out the truth even about Latinos or Hispanics. You know, like, if you're a piece of shit, I'm going to call it out.
Right. That's the way to do it. Hold up.
Here's the clip.
No sound.
No sound?
Uh-uh. But it's got subtitles. I think it's in Spanish anyway.
It is.
Well, that's no good for the audio listeners. If you start it over, read the subtitle for him.
Okay. I have thought about invading a house in the United States. I found out that there is a law that says that if a home is not inhabited, we can seize it.
Capichi, muchachos, aquí
in the United States also applies
se aplica la de invasión de terreno.
The invasion of territory. And I think that will be the next
negocio.
Business invading
invadir casas
abandoned houses, since I have looked
ya que me he buscado unos códigos
for some codes with my friends Africans, and they told me that they have already taken about seven houses. And as the saying goes, daddy,
dice el dicho, papi,
you
hay
have to look for
la vuelta.
The return.
Y la vuelta ahorita
and the return
mismo
right now is to invade houses
casas.
Since we are not
ya
in
que nos encontramos en
a street situation.
De calle.
And
y
in
es
the
la
only
única manera que
way we have to
para no
not
vivir
live in the street
calle
and not be
no
a public burden.
La ley dice que las casas
Yeah, I'm not going to. Honestly, like, just listening to that kind of, like, irritates me a little bit.
Yeah, I don't even speak Spanish. I wanted to kick his ass.
I know, right?
Like, it's like he was. Ah, man. He's like the male Spanish version of a Karen.
Yeah.
You know?
He's like, he's proud of this shit, and it's like, that just kills me. It pisses me off, just like you said, and unfortunately I can understand what he's saying in Spanish and the gravity in his voice and tone and everything. Like,
yeah, man. I can tell. I don't like that motherfucker.
Yeah. So, so you ready for this eclipse?
Yeah.
What have you heard about it?
The politicians are trying to gear up like it's going to be some kind of, like in certain towns, like back home in Akron is supposed to be like a hot spot. And they're gearing up for, like, they're worried about the infrastructure and shit. Like, there's not going to be, the hotels are going to be overrun and the fucking traffic's going to be fucked up.
Yeah, they're in the path to totality. Complete darkness.
Right. We're not?
We're only going to get, like, partial. We'll get some darkness, but places like Akron and other cities will get the complete, you know, time of darkness.
I read something. Thinking
about actually had it some out there.
Well, that's on my dad's birthday too, which is weird. Whoa. But I think we'll be at work. That's going to happen in the afternoon, right?
Yeah, I took the day off.
Oh, dude, I was thinking about it.
Plus, they cancel schools, so it gives me something to do with Lily.
I don't know if they canceled all of them, did they?
That, you know, that's an interesting thing. It seems like they did most, like, from what I see or from what I have heard. It can't just be, you know, maybe it's just schools in, like, the path to totality or partial totality, maybe.
Well, I don't know. I haven't heard anything.
No? You haven't heard that they're mobilizing the National Guard?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah.
See, man, when I was a kid, the teachers would have fucking taken us outside and fucking looked at that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, but these lazy motherfuckers now, they just want another day off.
I don't know. And then all the different things that line up with this eclipse. It's going to pass through, like, I forget how many towns named the same.
Nineveh.
Same name. Yeah.
All right.
Biblical.
Yeah. What was I going to look up on that? It had something to do with Judah. Or Judah. No, yeah, Judah. He's the one that was in the belly of the whale, right?
Yep.
Jonah.
Yeah, Jonah. You said the whale thing, and I knew exactly what you were talking about.
Yeah, so in the Bible, Jonah went to Nineveh and told everyone to repent. And it had something to do with a fucking eclipse or something. Right?
Yeah.
I believe. All right. I got to pause it.
Okay.
Recording in progress.
All right, my bad. So, is there something you wanted to talk about? I can't remember what we were talking about now.
Yeah, I can't remember either, but that's fine. But hey, remember when I went to Philly, I told you that I saw a bunch of like Humvees and trucks?
Oh, yeah, the convoy.
Yeah, and I told you that this was preceding a storm that was happening in Ohio. So pretty much I was headed to Pennsylvania and the storm was behind me a couple hours. So, you know, the trip happened, whatever. I encountered the storm on the way home, driving back. And I don't know, I didn't really think too much of it. But then I was at my parents' house and they mentioned that there was a lightning strike like so strong that it actually registered seismically, and they felt it.
Oh yeah,
they felt it in their house. Yeah, and it was reported throughout the area. So, but it's kind of interesting. So, somebody posted about it. Kind of, he said, going back to the storms which hit a week or so ago to follow the path of this upcoming solar eclipse on April 8, 2024. The storm produced 16,000 lightning strikes along the path of the eclipse in the span of 1 hour over 1,200 miles. What causes lightning strikes? An imbalance of charges between the Earth and the clouds. Why would an entire storm system hit the same area where the eclipse path is within an hour? An imbalance in the Earth's magnetism or fault lines? What just happened in Tokyo? An earthquake. Where do both the eclipse paths merge? The new Madrid fault line. Was the storm the canary in a coal mine? A predictor of what's to come? A magnetic event? An earthquake. So they mentioned the Madrid fault line. In 1811, there was the last eclipse that actually passed through these towns. And there was an earthquake. Like, they even said that they said and documented that the Mississippi River flowed backwards for hours because of this earthquake. The land liquefied in certain areas. Yeah. So
it's crazy.
And then, so here's the other thing. Some people are, you know how Hollywood, I always keep talking about fucking Hollywood and movies and how they put stuff in movies to desensitize us so that when it happens, we're like, nah, that's fake. You just saw that in a movie.
Right, right.
How often do we see in movies lightning activating something underground?
Yeah,
like,
right.
Like harp producing an electrical charge. You know, I don't know. I mean, there's so many possibilities, but when I was reading that, I'm like, holy shit, that lines up to exactly what I witnessed driving down the highway, what my parents said, what I read in the news after they told me that, and then I'm reading this, and I'm like, could there be a connection?
I don't know, man.
And then I don't know if you noticed, but the eclipse is coming from, like, the western United States and going across to the east. Since when does the sun go west to east?
Well, it's not the sun, it's what's blocking it, right?
How does it work, though? Tell me. Explain it to me.
I don't fucking know. You're going to have to talk to Neil deGrasse Tyson about that. Hey, but speaking of that, I've heard people talking about this eclipse. So the last time it happened, it went the other way, right? And so the center of the X lands, like, I think on one of these Nineveh towns, which is weird. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I've been wrong so many times, and I'm okay being wrong.
Oh yeah.
I just like to think about shit, you know. And I mean, I can't deny it. I have pictures of the convoy that I took on my trip.
Yeah, you showed me. It looked like the Nasty Girls.
There's got to be the National Guard.
The National Guard. Yeah, we used to call them the Nasty Girls. But I was also a Nasty Girl at one point. I was also the Army Reserve, too, so.
I've heard you're still a nasty girl.
No, I don't play that. Talking about Hollywood here, I got another clip.
All right.
I'm the most feared man in Hollywood. They don't like me in Hollywood.
Why did they not like you in Hollywood?
I don't wear dresses. I don't do that gay stuff on TV. You had to get some other black person to do that stuff. I'm talking. That's gutter. But they all confess they love the Lord. But you cannot compromise yourself if you love.
You can't hear it?
No.
So what the fuck?
I play tough guys, but young kids oh, no, I didn't. Be soldiers. Young kids
hold up. I fucked up again.
I'm the most feared man in Hollywood. They don't like me in Hollywood.
Why do they not like you in Hollywood?
I don't wear dresses. I don't do that gay stuff on TV. You had to get some other black person to do that stuff. I'm talking. Now that's gutter. But they all confess they love the Lord. But you cannot compromise yourself if you love the Lord. So I play tough guys, but young kids want to be soldiers. Young kids don't want to follow a guy to wear a dress. You know what I'm talking about. I'm the most feared man in Hollywood.
All right.
I did not know that about him.
Didn't know what?
That was kind of like one of his beliefs, one of his things. Like I haven't watched Friday or anything like that.
You've never watched Friday?
Nope.
I mean, there's so much. We've been talking about this shit every week, man. Like what shit Cat Williams was saying, you know, and the thing that just happened with your hero John Cena, where he came out nude.
I hate John Cena.
Well, I thought you liked wrestling. And that's the other thing, man. When you guys started talking about pro wrestling for like 20 minutes last night, I was fucking lost. All I could do was shut the fuck up.
Know your role. That's a wrestling quote right there.
No, it ain't.
Wrestling
is acting.
It is. I saw a Japanese wrestling meme.
Yeah.
It said, if you think wrestling is fake, explain this. And so it shows a wrestler, two wrestlers in the ring, and one of them gets chased up the ropes, and then he faces his opponent and reaches into his pants and pulls out a gun and points it at the guy. And then other wrestlers try to come, and he's pointing the gun, and then eventually he points it at the crowd. You know, like, it's just drama.
Exactly. That's what I used to tell my friends. They all watched it. I told you, my dad fucking cured me of wrestling a long time ago when I was a little kid.
Yeah.
He was so disappointed because he caught me watching wrestling. He goes, you know that shit's fake, right? I'm like, no, it ain't. He's bleeding. He just shook his head. He's something else, you know that? And he walked away. So then I started telling my friend, I said, yeah, that shit is fake. And then all my friends were watching the shit. And I said, you know, man, that shit is just like a soap opera for men. That's all it is. They get all dramatic and shit.
So, a change in subject, but so politics in Ohio. Did you know that you went to Somalia, right?
Yeah.
So there's this guy named Ismail Mohammed. And he won the race in Ohio's third district, beating Abdirizak Dini. He campaigned almost entirely in Somali instead of English. His campaign pitch, to represent the interest of Somalia. And so I'm going to share this video about his victory party.
Can't really hear much. I see
there
the
really
video.
Ain't much in here.
Yeah, it's just a bunch of Somalians having a party.
And then his campaign speeches. Hold on. Here we are.
Oh, I've seen that. Oh, yeah, that. Yeah, he's definitely Somalian. That takes me back.
Yeah.
Funny how you can tell. I mean, But yeah.
You ever watch that that movie Captain Phillips or whatever?
Oh yeah, when he says I'm the captain now.
Look at me.
Yeah, he that looks was
like that guy.
Yeah, that was in Somalia too, right?
Yeah.
You know who else is from Somalia?
Who?
Ihan Omar or whatever. She's in the
The
club with OAC and all them.
Yeah.
And she actually married her brother to get him to the United States. But and then these people voted her into office. The fuck's going on, Julio?
I don't like her.
I can't stand that bitch. Minnesota. It's somewhere in Minnesota, man. It's like a totally Somalian neighborhood. Like, I mean, it's like up in Dearborn, Michigan. That is like the biggest Muslim community in the United States. And I got a buddy that was he was working. He used to work on like air conditioners on top of like big ass industrial buildings. And when 9/11 hit, he happened to be in Dearborn working on a fucking air conditioner on top of a roof. And he said these motherfuckers were out there dancing in the streets and shit. Yeah. Like, what the fuck? But then other people say it wasn't even, you know, the Muslim people that they accused. So who knows, man? What the maybe they tricked all of us.
But I do think that there are people that have, like, just ill will towards the country, you know? They don't have to be people inflicting the terrorism. But they still enjoy the fact that the country is suffering. And it's really weird because, like, how do you enjoy a country suffering when you're in that country? It makes no sense.
Right, right. And the worst part is these fat white girls with pink hair and shit. They're the worst ones of all.
Dude, so the other day, I was at work, and we had a nice group of like 10, you know, like black kids. They were really cool. They were very polite, very nice, very fashionable. I even told one of them, I complimented one on his outfit.
It's gay. He
looked like Bad Bunny.
Gay.
Yeah, a little bit. But anyways, but they were waiting for their food, and so were these fat chicks walked in, and one of them had like purple hair. It was like short, combed over like a guy, and I saw them laughing about it, and so I started laughing about it, and they saw me laughing about it, so then they started making eye contact with me.
Oh, the girls? The girls or the...
The dudes.
Oh. So and, you guys had like a thing where you were making fun of the lefty chicks.
I was like, you and her, you know, like pointing with my finger. And they were like, no.
That's cool.
So then the girls left, and they were getting their food, you know, the black group. And I was like, I was about to ask you guys, I was about to double dare you to guess their pronouns. I mean, you think you're right, but then you're gonna fuck it up somehow, some way. Hey, but look at this. I don't know. I kind of still believe in the flat Earth, but I watched this video and it's kind of cool.
Is that in the water?
No, this is a plane flying above the clouds.
Oh, okay, I see.
What is the sun doing?
Yeah, that's fucking crazy.
Is our sun more local than they tell us?
I think so, man. I want to talk to a... Oh, shit. I was going to say, I want to talk to a pilot. They would, but I do see, at the same time, if you look at the horizon behind it, I can see curvature, so I don't fucking know. Well,
because that's a regular camera lens. Camera lenses all have that fisheye thing. And it's out of an airplane window, which is It's got some concaveness of some sort.
Yeah.
Which gives you a natural curvature. An illusion of a curvature when you look out an airplane. I asked my mom to take a video when she was flying down to Florida. I said, hey, just film outside your window. And yeah, there was natural curvature. At the height that the airplane was flying just to go to Florida, it shouldn't even be visible.
Right.
But yet there was curvature. And that's exactly what we're seeing here. It's like, where the fuck is the sun going? Below the clouds?
I don't know. Well,
look, those are clouds. You still see the horizon.
That's like, let me look here. Well, I can't because you're sharing your screen.
Yeah, hold on. It's going to pan out, I think, back to the sun. Where the fuck did it go?
It went underneath the clouds, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You would think it would be dark then. I don't know.
And then the thing about talking to a pilot, I have a friend, a drummer friend. I went to see him play just a month ago or something. And, dude, this guy will say that he does not believe or question anything. He's like, I've flown a lot of planes, and I've seen the curvature. He's ex-military and everything. He doesn't believe in chemtrails. He doesn't believe that they spray anything. And I tell him, I'm like, dude, I understand that you have flown a lot of airplanes, but we're both drummers. We have both played a lot of drum kits, but we have not played every single drum kit. And there are drum kits that are different, that are going to give you a different experience, a different reaction, make you learn new things. Maybe you just haven't flown a plane that was spraying chemicals. Maybe you just haven't flown a plane with instrumentation that doesn't tell you the physics that, you know, have 666 in them, or instrumentation to give you a different alternative perspective. It's all like an indoctrinated thing that they teach you at school, you know, like the physics, the science, right. Everything.
Yeah.
He doesn't allow any room for questioning that.
What are you talking about with 666? I ain't never heard nothing about that.
That, isn't the sun like 6,666,000,000 miles away or some shit like that? Like
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, NASA does a lot of math with 666.
I got other questions for pilots. They should know more than anybody, really, about this flat Earth shit. And I don't really care because it doesn't make that much difference. But, take Wernher von Braun, for instance. So he was an atheist his whole life. And then once he started getting closer to death, he started getting religious, which happens to a lot of people. By the way, your video keeps blurring out because you got your background blurred, and then every time you move, it blurs you out. I'm just letting you know, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But once he got close to death, he was on his deathbed. I don't know when he became religious and shit, but you remember he called that lady to be his spokesperson and told her all these secrets and shit that they got planned for us. Mm-hmm. But he also, when he died, he had Psalm 19:1 put on his tombstone.
Yep.
Which it says, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Which is weird that he would choose that, because he was in charge of NASA. He was in charge of the moon mission and all that, which is kind of weird, man. It's like he was trying to tell people something with that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What's this you got pulled up?
It's the globe being turned into the flat Earth thing. You've seen this shit, right?
Well, yeah, that's the United Nations logo.
Yeah.
Like, which is weird.
It just works.
Huh?
It just conveniently somehow, you know, like fits in.
I mean, honestly, you could do that with any ball. It's just simple mathematics.
You trying to debunk the flat earth?
I'm just saying.
Hey, so
they taught everything was taught. The indoctrination that they used to teach was flat earth up until about the 1940s or 1950s or some shit. Right around the time when Wernher von Braun and NASA and all that and all the Nazis and shit started running shit, you know. I don't know.
And Admiral Byrd flew, you know, the North Pole and the South Pole.
What year was that? I thought that was a little bit earlier, wasn't it?
Yeah, and that's why they created NATO. That's why they created NASA. That's why they created all these, like, alphabet letter things.
That was Operation High Jump, Operation Deep Freeze, I believe. I get all this shit mixed up. I got so many fucking conspiracies in my head. Let me see.
So I want to share this about Justin Trudeau just because I fucking hate the guy. He just irritates me. I don't know why. Hold on. But check this out. So he's at a meeting or something, you know, like of the United Nations or something, and you see China, Canada, China, Brazil. And then check this out. He wants to shake hands with somebody. Not the guy next to him, the other guy, Brazil, and the guy just
I like that.
Yeah, I don't think anybody really in reality likes Justin Trudeau.
Look at him. I mean, he's soft. Nobody respects him. Come on. His own countrymen, most of them don't even like him. You know what, man? Canada, I'm starting to realize the people of Canada are they're fucking woke there, man. That's why we got so many Canadian listeners. It's like, I mean, they put up with a lot more shit because they tested out over there. I don't know. Fuck Trudeau.
Yeah. So I don't want to talk about this. I just kind of want you to see it, and it'll be just for the people that watch the YouTube. But this is kind of funny. It says how Jesus absolves you of your sins. Watch this. This is pretty fucked up.
Is there any sound?
No. Did you see that? He's absolving him of his sins.
I don't get it. Oh. I get it. Julio's being racist again. All right. I got to get me another cup of coffee, goddammit.
Same here.
All right. So, we were talking about the TikTok ban last night. What have you heard about that?
I don't know, really not much. I don't use TikTok.
You ain't been keeping up with the news and shit?
I mean, I know that they're trying to ban it. I mean, it's because of China.
That's
or
what
is
they,
there something else?
That's what they say. I think it's because they're jealous of these TikTok influencers that are getting paid by Big Pharma. They're getting paid bribery money to try to push drugs and shit. Like, name off some of the big pharmaceuticals that they're putting people on. I can't think of the name of this one.
Ozempic, that weight loss.
Oh, yeah.
That Oprah is using and everybody is using to like lose weight.
Oh yeah, she just had. She's such a fucking sellout too. She just had some kind of special with a couple of doctors, and they were just pushing that shit so hard.
Yeah,
it's so bad for you, man. Like
we didn't know it. My dad has diabetes, and a couple years ago, he got put on some medicine, and he lost all this weight. Like my dad looks younger now than he did when I was growing up. It's like, what the fuck? Like my friends who hadn't seen him in 20 years, they're like, how does your dad look younger? And it's just fucking Ozempic. Like, he looks great, but it comes with caveats.
Oh, you know, for like, sure. Yeah.
A lot of people say that you get constipation because you're not able to, like, it just pushes the food like faster down your system, so it's not fully digested. So you get bad constipation, cramps, and all this shit. I don't know. Is it worth it?
I got the perfect cure for constipation. Natty Light. But there's also, you got your good and bad with anything. You want to be constipated or you want to shit your pants? Take your pick.
Yeah, indeed.
Nah. I've only shit my pants 3 times since I moved up here. I moved up here in, let's see, 2011. That's like, you're only going to shit your pants, what, once every 4 or 5 years. So, I guess it depends on your lifestyle, too.
How many times did you say you shit your pants?
3 times since I moved up here.
So every 4.33 years, you have shitted your pants.
Now, that's not exact.
You're due for one.
Oh, you fucking jinxed me. You jinxed me.
I don't know. I don't think I could handle it. I've thought about it. I'm like, what would shitting my pants feel like? It would just be like an accumulation. Depending if I'm standing or sitting. If I'm sitting, I don't know. I think it would be worse because I would feel like an accumulation of shit like stacking up. And then if I was standing, then the shit would just drop out of my. I mean, hopefully it would be contained in my underwear, but I think it would eventually drop, like get in my sock, my shoe. I don't want that.
Who does, man? Nobody wants that. It's the worst.
Rather just piss my pants.
Well, that doesn't happen because I'll just fucking piss anywhere.
Yeah, there were just too many people mowing their grass that day. Hey, this is a funny video that I've been meaning to share with you. This guy was going to the playgrounds, and he was wearing like a bathrobe and opening the bathrobe to kids.
Where was this?
I don't know, but this is funny though. Check this out.
Probably no sound, is there?
There is, but it's just a song, and it's not really worth it.
I know. Well, I mean, we got to remember we got probably more audio listeners than video.
Yeah, I'll play some sound. We'll see if there's any speech or dialogue, but here it is.
Oh, what a fucking creep.
Look.
It sure says stay in school.
Stay in school, right?
Hey. So it was a prank.
I'm sorry.
The lady was crying. That mom was about to kick his ass. Fucking creep. I mean, it's...
I'm fine.
Do you think I'd actually do that?
Oh my God.
She's all right. Give me five. I'm going.
The one girl was crying anyway.
Peekaboo, I see you.
That's drugs, dude. Look. Don't do drugs.
That dude's brave though, man, because I would have fucking hit him without it before I even seen his t-shirt.
Not really.
He would have learned a hard lesson. You want to be funny, but you just got knocked the fuck out.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was telling my friend. It's like this guy could have easily gotten his ass kicked numerous times trying to do this thing. But it was kind of funny. It was kind of cool, I think, too.
So we were talking about crypto a couple weeks ago, right? XRP. It's 63 cents a share right now. I've already got a shitload of it. So XRP is the one that they outlawed for a period of time. I don't know. I'm about to Google it. Can you see why they outlawed XRP? But now it's back. And like, I think when they outlawed it, it was like $1.30 or some shit. And now it's all the way down to 60 cents. So if you get like, let me see how I'm going to look and see how much I got right now. All right, so I got my bad. I'm waiting for it to come up on my phone. All right, so it's 63 cents still. Come on, motherfucker. I got less than $100. I got like $97. Comes out to 154.8 shares. If that shit shoots back up to a dollar something, I'm not good at math, but I mean, people, if you're listening to this, I'm no expert on this shit, but that XRP is a good investment if you're into crypto. We can all fucking get rich off of that shit together.
Yeah, you can buy XRP on Coinbase.
That's what I'm on. Yeah.
Yeah, so in December of 2020, the US Securities and Exchange Commission sued Ripple, alleging the company violated US security laws by selling XRP, an unregistered security. In court, Ripple argued that XRP was not a security. The company scored a partial victory in the landmark case in July 2023.
Nice. Yeah, so if the government's scared of it, then it's something you want to look into. That's why I bought it. I got some other shit too, but XRP is my main one. Well, not really. I probably got like $300 worth. So XRP is like one third of what I got, but I'm going to put some more money into it. So if we all do that, it should bring the price up.
This is just a advertisement for Fox to get rich.
We can all do it together. Shit. Oh, that's right, man. You know what? I was going to bring that up to Clem and Fupa last night about FeedSpot. I was going to tell them to sign up for FeedSpot.
All that thing that rated us?
Yeah. But, so.
They got a Patreon and shit.
Huh?
They have a Patreon and stuff.
FeedSpot?
No, Eggs and Legs.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
They must have got more listeners than I thought.
Yeah, I think so.
They've probably been going for a long time. I don't know when they started. I can't even remember how we hooked up, man. That was towards the beginning. But you know what else I was looking at? They got I seen where there's some certain schools all across the country. They're putting we were talking about furries and shit last night. They're putting litter boxes in school restrooms and shit now. Have you heard that?
I brought this up like way back in the early episodes.
Yeah. I don't know what I probably wasn't paying attention.
I know a personal experience.
Where was this at?
In Sylvania schools.
What? Sylvania?
Yeah.
You're telling me they got litter boxes in Sylvania?
Yep.
Is it the high school or what?
No, elementary.
Oh, God.
And the students are allowed to answer and meow.
See, where's the parents at these fucking school board meetings?
I thought it was crazy, but it's a real thing. And I have a family connection to the issue.
You know what? We can go there. We can wear our mics. Let's do that.
No, dude.
What do you mean?
Like I said, I have a family connection to this whole issue that I'm not.
You're telling me they're all right with it?
I don't think. We'll talk off air about it, man.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
All right, fuck it. I'll go by myself.
You can, I guess. I mean, but, you know, I don't know. There's something wrong with like, the youth nowadays. And I think, like, I stumbled upon this interview somebody did. They were talking to somebody, and what they're saying is, don't eat the condiments at restaurants. And I'm like, why would you say that? Like, you know, like, I go somewhere. I'm going to use the ketchup. I'm going to use the mustard, the barbecue sauce. You know what I mean? Like, the A1. But this kind of made me think something. Check this out.
So what's your name?
Abby.
Do you have a boyfriend?
Nope.
Okay, check this out. Look, if you tell me the craziest secret you never told your parents, and if I find it crazy, I'll give you $500 cash right now.
How many followers do you have?
Well, I'm just starting off right now.
Something my parents don't know is that I'm a sociopath.
What do you mean?
I go to restaurants and, like, I poison, like, the ketchups and, like, the condiments and the tables.
So what do you mean you poison the condiments? What do you mean?
I put rat poison in, like, the ketchups and the mustards and, you know, all that stuff. And then I like to watch the kids eat it. It's funny.
Wait, so you're telling me is you like putting rat poisoning in like ketchup bottles, mustard bottles, or whatever type of bottles at restaurants?
That's right.
You realize you could go to jail for this, right? You just admitted to a crime.
Oh.
What happened if your parents seen this video?
They won't.
For the listeners, she was a little weirdo that, and she had on a sweatshirt that said, "I love sluts." But first of all, what a dumbass for admitting it on fucking video. And I hope to God that dude was smart enough and aware enough to fucking turn her ass in. You know, you want your family members have to worry about them? I mean, we don't go to fast food anyway, but we do go to regular restaurants.
Yeah, we go to Applebee's. We go to Chili's. You know what I mean? Like Texas Roadhouse. There are condiments there.
I mean, there have always been fucking weirdos and shit, but goddamn. That's unnerving.
Yeah, it makes me think of, you know, it makes me think twice about shit.
Yeah. Imagine her working at like fucking McDonald's or Burger King or something. How many people she could poison in one fucking day? I mean, Yeah, that's crazy, man.
Yeah, I know. It kind of blew me away. But since we're on the subject of restaurants, so are you aware of this Chick-fil-A girl? That weird looking?
No.
No?
No, I don't know. You talking about TikTok or something? I don't know what you're talking
about. Yeah, this girl from Chick-fil-A, she was acting all weird.
I don't watch TikTok.
People thought she was like a robot or something. But I'll play the video here.
All right.
Hold on 1 second. But it's kind of like, it's an interesting story. Because I didn't think I would ever even follow it. But somehow I did, and I'm glad I did.
Another milkshake. Anything else?
You've seen the memes, shared the video, and maybe even practiced your own duck face. But what's the real story behind Chick-fil-A's bubbliest employee? The Chick-fil-A sauce girl became an overnight sensation after TikTok user Lavender posted a video of her goofing around behind a Chick-fil-A counter.
Can I also have barbecue sauce? Or do you have like a buffalo sauce? No Chick-fil-A sauce?
The video surged across social media and has already inspired countless GIFs, stitches, and animations. But what do we know about the face that launched 1,000 memes? Her name is Gina Lin, and according to her Instagram bio, she's an actress, artist, and student. In a now-deleted video, Lavender revealed that she's actually Lin's sister, and the video was simply a joke. In fact, many of the other videos on Lavender's account feature Lin making similarly playful faces. In a now-deleted TikTok, Lavender claimed that Lin was actually fired as a result of the viral moment.
We were joking around when she was working at that company, which they let her go for.
Fortunately, that wasn't true. In a video posted on Lin's own TikTok account, she says that although her manager did have a talk with her, she didn't actually get fired.
I did not get fired, guys. It was a misunderstanding. Everything is cool. I'm taking a little break, but I'll be back soon.
Just because Lin plans to keep working at Chick-fil-A, however, doesn't mean she isn't also planning to make the most out of her time in the spotlight. She now has an account on Cameo, the app that allows people to request personalized greetings from celebrities. Lin also called out critics who think she's attempting to capitalize on her 15 minutes of fame by posting similar videos. She didn't deny it, but you can't argue with her reasoning.
You would do it too for a check. You're telling me if you got a viral video that you would not keep making videos like that?
Apparently, though, not everyone finds her quips and quirks to be worth the hype. One TikToker commented, "This is genuine nightmare fuel." A couple more users chimed in agreement. Look, haters gonna hate. Since Lin is a self-professed actress, she's likely used to being the focus of attention, both the good and the bad. As long as she's unapologetically her silly, tongue-wagging, duck-lipping self on camera, we're sure that plenty of TikTokers will keep on laughing, even if her sense of humor isn't everyone's cup of, like, buffalo sauce.
No Chick-fil-A sauce?
I don't really get it.
Huh?
I don't get it.
So when this whole thing started coming out, they made it seem like a conspiracy, like that she was a robot. That she was under like some mind control or something because she was acting so weird. But it's kind of an interesting story because I never ever expected it to be how it really is. Like when I first saw this thing, I'm like, of course, fucking Chick-fil-A, you know? And they have weird people working there. But she's not really that weird.
Chick-fil-A is supposed to be one of the better fast food restaurants.
Yeah, but honestly, people that are that nice, that courteous, you know, my pleasure. Yeah, there's something fucked up with them.
I don't know, man. I think everybody should be courteous.
I think so too, but sometimes it's fake.
Oh, yeah. Being courteous is, I mean, not everybody's like that. That's why I don't work with the public. Because I'm unable to fucking do it.
I
can't be fake. People, I hate it.
I've worked with people that have worked at Chick-fil-A, and they're under me. And they're like, Mr. Martinez, you wouldn't even make it 20, you know, like one shift through Chick-fil-A. But yeah, I don't know. I think she should keep doing it. I think I don't know. I find her very beautiful.
But she Maybe said
that's the only reason,
like she said, if you were getting a check, you wouldn't do it. That's what we were talking about earlier with these people that are getting paid by Big Pharma. Like they get millions of followers and shit, these young kids. And then they go on there and they say, oh, yeah, I'm on antidepressants, but it helps. Look how happy I am, you know. And then people want to – they're like people's heroes basically. So now these kids are going like, hey, mom, I think I need antidepressants. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And these politicians, they want a piece of that pie. That's why they're trying to get rid of TikTok. And also – so the intelligence agencies already run like Facebook and Instagram and Reddit and all this other shit, but they don't run TikTok because it's Chinese. So that's another reason they don't like it. They can't control everything.
Now I want Chinese food.
Yep. It'll only be a few more months here, and I'll be moving out to the garage.
Finally?
Yeah.
Yeah, I might relocate this to a different room. I really don't like all the windows that I have behind me. Lily's moving to a different room in the house, so I think I'm going to take over her room once she moves out.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get a backdrop or something. I don't know what I'm going to do when I move out there. I ain't got a lot of room. But you know what? That and now, again, this is because my daughter's moving back in, right? She's going to have the basement down here because she's doing an internship, which has to be 8 hours a day for like hundreds of hours. She's going in there and working for free. So how do you think that these internships started?
With the education system that the Carnegies and all those endowment peoples created.
Right. So they probably owned a college and a bunch of businesses. And like, mm-hmm. Wait a minute. I got an idea. We can get people to come in here and work for free.
Yep.
We'll call it an internship. So that's just another way they're fucking people over. It's bullshit.
You know, and something that they brought up in the cast yesterday was about NPR, how they were making fun of NPR. Dude, NPR brags about how they're sponsored by the Carnegie Mellon Foundation. You know, the Rhodes Scholar Foundation. All those things feed what? Our political system. You know, our celebrity systems. It's just all part of this fucking cabal. And,
part of the machine, man.
I used to be such an NPR supporter.
Who are you talking about? NPR.
National Public Radio.
I don't even know who that is. What do you mean? Who was talking about that?
Fupa and Clem.
Oh. I don't know. I was drifting off when you guys started talking about pro wrestling. So I think I just fucking lost my train of thought.
Yeah, they were saying that they make fun of like some of the shit that they say. You know, like they're sellouts. It's really what it is.
Okay.
I mean, this is supposed to be public radio. You know, like. Publicly funded, like they ask for donations, like there's whole fucking weeks where they do like fundraising drives, and they say they don't rely on government money, but it's like all the companies to fucking support them are BlackRock companies, you know, like
oh yeah, for sure. But then again, that might have been one of the times when I left to go get beer and shit, because I left like three times. Yeah, I didn't know what the fuck you were talking about there for a minute. And then, so I don't know if or when I'm going to air that shit from last night, but I did want to talk about this adult baby diaper lover spa in New Hampshire.
Who brought that up? You or
them? I did. They opened so they got clearance from the fucking local government in some town in New Hampshire. These people opened an adult baby diaper lover spa. So people pay money to be a part of this spa. And they go in there and they dress up in diapers. It's basically like a daycare for mentally ill adults. And so they're paying workers. I don't know if they're fucking changing people's diapers and shit. I'd like... we can look into it further on next week. I can bring it up right now. Hold up.
Actually, if a listener would like to sponsor us, one of us to go there and do a live testing, we would do it.
When you say one of us, you're talking about you, because I ain't fucking doing it. I'll go with you and film you, but I'm going to be dressed like a man. Yeah. Julio can be the guinea pig. I'll just go film.
I don't know. That makes you sound bad, man.
What do you mean? Because I'm filming it?
Yeah.
Who sounds worse? Me filming it or you dressing up in a fucking diaper?
I don't know. Let's take a poll. Listeners decide.
All right. How far away is New Hampshire? Let me look.
Like fucking 12 hours.
Nah, I would say it's pretty close to New York. New York's only 8.
Dude, if Philadelphia was fucking 8-9 hours.
It depends. Hold on. New Hampshire adult baby diaper spa. Oh, shit. It's called DD Diaper Services. Hold up. Let me get the directions. Motherfucker, that's crazy.
Dirty Daddy Diaper Services. I mean, in Japan, they have those vending machines with, like, soiled panties.
All right, it's 11 and a half hours. It's spelled D-Y-D-E-E, Diaper Services. Didy? I don't know if it's supposed to be like, oh, man. That's pretty sick. Pretty fucking sick. Goes along with that furry shit we were talking about. People dressing up like out there in this is on the West Coast, so you got it on the East Coast now too. Why is it that the farthest west and the farthest east you can go, people are more fucked up? Why is that?
You know, I was kind of thinking about that because I was wondering. Why was the first White House in Philadelphia and then we moved it to the East Coast? Like strategically from like a protection point of view.
Right.
Why place the center of government at the coast?
Yeah.
It should be like further inland, you know what I mean? Like Philadelphia makes sense.
I think it has to do with I mean, the Earth is a living thing, and it's got, like, ley lines and shit. I think, like, the Masons and shit. I mean, if you go back in history, there's geographical. It's like the Earth has veins and shit, you know what I'm saying? And you can track all these important spots. So, I mean, there's probably some kind of reason that we don't know about it, why they moved it. But that reminds me, there's this dude, he lives in London. He wrote a book about ancient civilizations, and he's coming on the show. Yeah, I could have probably had him on today. Matter of fact, let me see if he messaged me back. But I got a hold of, what's that?
No, go ahead.
He did. Hold on. Yeah, he said, I got a hold of him too late. So I'm going to, let's do it. As soon as we find out your schedule next week, we'll figure it out. If not, I'll just talk to him myself. I can't even remember what exactly the book was about. It's got something to do with ancient civilizations. It sounded interesting as fuck. All right, man. You got anything else?
Yeah, I was going to talk about CERN.
Okay.
Yeah, so I hate CERN.
Oh, yeah, it's evil as fuck.
Yeah. So check this out.
This collider and these beings that they're in communication with. So we're talking about the premier scientists on planet Earth right now who are actively engaged, according to their own words, communicating with something with a personality, in their own words, in a from another dimension. And that's the purpose of the collider. I mean, people need to understand, this is not science fiction. This is correct.
That's correct. What I write about in my novels,
right?
I place a storyline that is embedded with science fact. Everything that I present publicly in the books, public speaking, is all drawn from their own scientific journals and white papers. And then I'm able to see what they're doing. Not just extrapolate, but see in the real time what it is they're doing. Not a future agenda, but what they're doing right now today. The imminency of what they intend to do, which is opening this gateway. And understand that the world of science in terms of particle physics also overlaps into DNA, into biology.
Yes.
There's a multifaceted, multi-level agenda at play, not just with CERN, but it's proof of concept feeder labs around the world that feed into CERN. So we are talking about change.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
The fucking audio on that video was shit. I don't know. It was like, had like a super like echo and shit. I'm saying that it had like a bad echo, and it ain't your fault. It's the video, but yeah, that CERN is some crazy shit. Remember when they did the fucking ritual outside?
Yeah. So,
what's the building that, they're in Switzerland, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's like a big ass statue of like Sheba or some shit.
Yep.
And they did like a
worlds.
They did like
a sacrifice.
A sacrifice, and then they said they were just joking around because they were all dressed in robes and shit.
Yep.
I bet you can't even find that video anymore. They've been scrubbing shit off the internet, left and right.
I found it not too long ago. It's still out there.
See if you can bring it up. It's fucking weird, man. And then somebody called them out on it, and they're like, oh, we were just joking around. These motherfuckers are supposed to be the top scientists in the world, and they're out here playing fucking cosplay? What the fuck?
Yeah, they've done a lot of weird shit.
Yeah, why would they joke about sacrifice? And why is there a statue of one of these old so-called gods or, you know, demons or whatever the fuck that thing's supposed to be? Why do they even have a statue of that out there? Is it coming up?
No, it is actually not.
I told you. They scrubbed it, man.
I mean, I am kind of being put in the spot. Here we go.
Put on the spot. You found it?
Yeah.
There's no sound probably anyway, but All right, here it is.
Yeah, no sound.
Yeah, for the listeners, they got this statue right in the middle of the courtyard. And there's lights. I can't really see shit to be... Oh, here they come. Here they come. They're all dressed in like black robes. They're making like a circle around the statue. It looks
this
like...
This is a science center.
What?
It's all about science.
Right.
Why is there a religious deity?
It looks like something off of a fucking horror flick.
Yeah, it looks like something out of like Eyes Wide Shut or whatever.
Right.
Or Bohemian Grove.
Yep. Okay, now somebody's standing with their back. They're staring at the statue. She just took her robe off. She's in a white gown. White gown. Now, one of the people in the black robe is everybody. Okay, the person in front of her is standing up. Everybody else kneels. She walks around.
She just laid down.
She just bowed down. Now she just stabbed her in the back of the neck.
Yep.
But that was all just joking around, supposedly.
Yeah, this is a secret film.
Yeah, it looked like somebody was up in a window on one of the other buildings or something.
Yeah.
I'm glad they captured that video. That's crazy.
I know. But and nobody will believe that is real.
Yeah, why would a bunch of fucking scientists go out there and do some bullshit like that when they got so quote unquote important work to do, talking to entities and shit in another dimension or whatever the fuck they're working on.
Did you see their music video?
No, I'm ready to.
No,
I want to wrap this up. We can get touch back on it next week. This has been a long ass fucking. This is like I don't know, probably a little over an hour. It's not that bad. I don't know what it is. Go ahead. Right. What music video?
It was their scientists doing this shit. Hold on.
In the search for the smallest particle. He discovers a dance of the cosmos. That's supposed to... It's just showing them all wearing like blue hard hats. It's showing his watch fucking spinning super fast. One of them old school analog watches. All right. There's no audio, but it's just a bunch of weird shit. I think they're trying to manifest something. You know what I mean?
Humans falling into a void, a portal, and that last shot. I don't know. It's just very, very odd for a place of science.
Yeah. Quote unquote science.
Yeah, I think it's demonic.
It is. They admitted they're communicating with something on the other side already. That's what that other video you showed was about. And then they're doing this fucking, I don't know what, pagan ritual or whatever.
December 17th was a day that something happened. And we talked about this in the previous podcast. Something happened, and it was a day that they were operating, the collider. I did not know that they were operating the collider, but I had mentioned to people, I felt like I got shifted to a different dimension. Like something was different. Like one of my coworkers, I'm like, did you get cloned or something? Like, you're not the same person. And life kind of like shifted a little bit. And yeah. A couple weeks later, I was on Twitter and Reddit, and I found out that other people kind of experienced the same thing. And they tied it to the fact that CERN was operating.
Yeah, I could believe that. It's like, it goes along with the Mandela effect. All this shit getting scrubbed off the internet. You've seen it before. Yeah. Now you can't find it.
Yep.
It's that type of shit. I mean, I could see what that happening.
Yeah. I mean, people call me crazy, but honestly, like it until I found out that other people experienced the same thing at the same time, I was like, maybe it's just me.
Right.
Yeah. But it's a good episode, man.
Yeah. Let's wrap it up, right?
Yeah, we should end with a joke.
You got one? Are you talking about the one I told last night?
Yeah.
All right, so I got this neighbor, right? He's a cranky old fuck. We all, him, me, his sons, he's an older guy. Me, him, and his sons used to drink beer and shit. This is when I lived next door to him. I haven't seen him in a while. But like I said, he's real cranky and shit. So his sons thought it was funny, so I thought I'd fuck with him. I said, hey, Jim, let's say you're out camping and you fall asleep and you wake up and your ass hurts and it's bleeding and shit. I said, what do? Do you call the cops or do you handle it yourself? He goes, hell no, I'm not calling the cops. I said, all right, that's all I needed to know. You want to go camping? All right. Anyway, anybody got?
I have a joke.
All right, let's hear it.
Yeah. So listeners got to decide which one's the funnier one, his or mine. So my mom found out I eat ass. So now when I go to her house, I can only drink from one cup, and it's got my name on it.
Okay. I think mine's funnier, but they can decide, I guess. Any questions, comments, bitches, gripes, complaints, get a hold of us at conspiracysoldiers@yahoo.com. I'm Conspiracy Soldiers on Instagram, and Julio, you're what?
Conspiracy Soldiers Garlic Parm.
Right. And then we're Conspiracy Soldiers on YouTube. Conspiracy Soldiers on Rumble. And I think that's about it. All right. Thanks for listening. Conspiracy Soldiers is going dark.
Be aware, Fox and his friends are not doctors or experts. Do not take these opinions as the gospel. Although they are highly intelligent, sexy, and influential, please think for yourself.
I want to thank the girls over at Socially Toxic Podcast for that little disclaimer. Thank you.